Senator Tammy Baldwin will be the latest Democrat to force a War Powers Resolution vote on the Senate floor. During each of the previous four votes on similar measures, the Republican majority held, leaving President Donald Trump in unilateral command over the conflict. Regardless of whether the resolution passes, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says each resolution vote forces Republicans to be on the record about their support for the war.
Every time Senate Republicans continue voting against our resolution, they tie themselves more tightly to this failed war policy and this failed president.
Senator Baldwin says the war has produced tremendous harm for the American people, with few positive results to show for it. She says she's pushing for a fifth vote because it is Congress's responsibility to stand up for their constituents.
The American people are looking to Congress to do something. The people's branch is supposed to be a check on this president. We need to stand up on behalf of our constituents who do not like this war and who want it to end.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has voted against the previous four War Powers resolutions. He says the resolution would give Congress power that constitutionally belongs to the executive branch. He voted against similar War Powers resolutions during the Obama presidency, and he says the powers of Commander-in-Chief should rest only with the president.
The Constitution makes the Commander-in-Chief, the president, the Commander-in-Chief, not the Congress. If you don't like what a president is doing as a member of Congress, cut off funding for the war. That's the way to do it. So if you don't like what we're doing in Iran, pass a bill saying no money for Iranian operations. You can't allow the Congress to become the commander-in-chief. If we substitute our judgment for his or her, then we become the commander-in-chief. I can't think of a worse outcome for America than to have 535 members of Congress acting as commander-in-chief.
Schumer says they will vote on the resolution Wednesday when the Senate reconvenes. For KPFA, I'm Cade Young.